Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Son Wear Panties as Punishment Part 3, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. I said no, but shrugged my shoulders, unwilling to admit that she might be right. Then her mom came in and told us to be quiet and go to bed. I was drained from the excitement of our outing, and even though I slept in a sleeping bag on the floor, I was out like a light quickly. In the morning, we both went to breakfast in our nightgowns, which was the first time my aunt saw that I didn't need a bra. As we ate, she calmly mentioned that my mom had called and wanted me to call her back. So after we were done, I called home. Dad answered the phone, heard it was me, and abruptly gave the phone to mom. For some reason, he sounded angry. "Caitlin, remember that nice boy we saw at the mall? Well, he called here yesterday. He said his name was Glenn, and that he looked up our number in the phone book. He wanted to talk to you, but I told him you were out shopping with some girlfriends. He called again just a few minutes ago, and when I told him you spent a sleepover with Beth, he told me he lived close enough to Beth's house that he would catch up with you there. Your father answered the first phone call, honey. He can't understand why this boy called you, so I had to explain to him that Glenn thinks you're a girl. He's just not used to having boys call the house, I guess. Put Darlene on the phone." I handed the phone over to my aunt, heard a few grunts, saw her smile. Then she hung up and told Beth and I to get dressed, except that she told me that I could borrow a pair of shorts from Beth as well as a top. Beth gave me the tan shorts with a light green top to wear, and after I did my makeup, she worked on my hair, leaving it down with a pair of barrettes holding it away from my face. When we were both ready, we went to the family room. Beth had not asked me what Mom wanted, so she didn't know until Aunt Darlene said that we should wait on the porch for my guest. Of course, Beth was instantly alert, and by the time we got outside, was pestering me to tell her who my guest was going to be. Believe me, I did not want to say who, but didn't have to, since Glenn turned the corner and was headed straight for us. Beth realized who it was and poked me in the ribs. "You little snit, you didn't tell me!" "I didn't know until when Mom called, honest!" "Hi, Beth," he said first then. "I'm Glenn Grant. I saw you at the mall the other day."
"This is Caitlin."
"Hi, Caitlin." "Hi, Mom said that you called yesterday."
"Yeah, I saw you with your mom and wanted to meet you."
I didn't know what to say, but Beth did. "Caitlin and I have some stuff to do. Maybe you could come back later, about 4?
"Sure, I can do that. Nice to meet you, Caitlin, and I'll see you later today."
Almost as soon as he walked away, Beth started in on me about his finding me. "I'll bet that the only way he could have found you is if he recognized your mom. Then he looked up your number and called, and he heard you call her mom. Do you know what that means?"
"Know what?"
"It means that he thinks a girl named Caitlin lives at your house. If he found the phone number, he also knows where you live. What happens, say, a few months from now, if he comes to your house?" As much as I was struggling not to let this being a girl thing get away from me, I could not help but realize that Beth was right. As nice a guy as Glenn was, how long would that last if he found out that I wasn't a girl? He would spread the word and I would find myself without any friends at all. Just about the only thing that made me feel good at all was that someone other than family thought I was pretty. Deep down in places I didn't want to visit, I knew without any doubt that I was starting to like being a girl. The attention, the things girls do together, the clothes, and even the way Glenn looked at me, all made me feel like I thought a girl would feel. I still felt a little awkward, but there was no way I could say that I wasn't beginning to like being a girl. I never had a girl look at me like Glenn did, and those were scary thoughts, and the fact that Glenn was showing interest in me really threw me. Never having been attracted to guys, I was uneasy with the thought of Glenn wanting to know me better. Yet knowing that did not reduce the growing fear that my starting to like dressing as a girl might become more than I could handle. I felt as if I were being sucked into a spiral that I could not get off of, and just maybe, I didn't want to. Aunt Darlene drove me home with Beth right beside me. As we walked in, I saw Dad scowling at me. He didn't say anything, so I went to my room with Beth close behind. You could say that I felt glum, knowing that whatever happened when Glenn came over, I would be in a very serious fix. If he saw me as Caitlin, then he would always expect to see me as Caitlin. If I refused to see him and my parents backed me up, he would wonder what was going on and start asking around.
Either way, he might find out that I was really a boy. But if I did meet him as a girl, I might just be able to deflect his interest a bit longer. I couldn't say that I liked being a girl, not to anyone, especially Beth. But she said that she already knew, and telling Mom or Dad was out of the question since I knew what Dad would do. I sat on the bed while Beth sat on the chair, neither of us speaking. Then my mom came in. "Beth, could you excuse us, please? I think that Caitlin and I have to talk." "Sure, I'll be downstairs." "Your mother is waiting for you, Beth. Caitlin can call you later." After Beth left, "We didn't plan on this," Mom said softly. "But we have a dilemma, don't we?" "Yeah, Glenn, he thinks I'm a girl. We only wanted you to see what it's like being a girl, honey. We never intended or even thought that this might happen. But to be honest with you, we also never thought that you would look the way you do either. I have been watching you carefully the last few days, and you have not only started to act like a girl, you're even starting to talk like one. And now that you have some friends that are girls, just between us, tell me. You like being a girl, don't you?" I looked up at Mom, then suddenly burst into tears. Mom had guessed the truth, and I was unable to say that she was right. "It's okay, honey, you don't have to say it as long as we both know the truth, okay?" I nodded my head yes. "The big question right now is what do we do, isn't it?" I managed to squeak out on word. "Dad, then, didn't you, like me as a boy? Is that why you're so that you want me to be a girl? Because I screwed up so much? That's not true and you know it. You are my child and I'll always love you no matter what, and what you wear has no bearing on it. Clothes do not define us, honey, unless we let it happen." "You listen to me, young lady," Mom said, taking my chin in her hand. "I know this is all new for you, but it's new for us as well. After I saw how you were acting, I did a little research, and do you know what I found out? That boys that find out they like to dress as girls, even if they didn't know it before, virtually always want to continue dressing as girls. I know that you didn't want to do this at first, but it's a plain as day that you found out you like it. There's nothing wrong with that, and as long as we find a way to live with this change, we'll all be okay. But your father is very confused right now, probably even more than you." When Glenn called, he didn't know what to say or do, because like me, he never considered that fact that a boy might find you attractive enough to call. "But now that it's happened, we're all facing a difficult decision, aren't we? I know that we said that you had to be a girl for 5 weeks, but we will rescind that right now, this instant, if you want, or you and I can do exactly what I said. We can make you as feminine as possible and maybe let you meet that boy, Glenn. But after that, if you do let him come over, I mean, can you see any way that you can go back to being a boy? It might be difficult, especially after spending time with a boy who thinks you're a girl named Caitlin. Honey, if you like being a girl, and maybe even want to keep on being a girl, then you'll have to let your father know, won't you? I think the only way to let your father know how you feel is for you to become as feminine as you can possibly be, including how you talk, walk, act, dress, all of the things a normal girl your age would be like. You can tell him by your actions, and hopefully he'll figure it out on his own. However, I'm telling you that you can quit right now, or you can continue. That will be your choice, but if you want to keep dressing as a girl, then your father certainly has to know that. There isn't any way you cannot tell him you know. And if that's going to be your choice, to keep on dressing this way, then I want you to tell me that first." "Mom, I didn't mean for it to happen. It just did. I can't help it, but I can't. What'll everyone say?" "I heard Beth mention that you tried on a dress without a bra. Were the other girls there?"
"Yeah, we all tried one on without a bra. Beth sort of made me do it."
"And how did she do that? Are you a robot?"
"She said that I couldn't do it. She made it sound like I couldn't do anything without your permission."
"I see. So you and the other girls went out trying on dresses just like teenage girls everywhere?"
"If I didn't, without a bra, that means that the other girls believe you have breasts like they do, right?"
"Yeah, but..."
"Do you or do you not want to keep dressing as a girl, honey? It sounds to me like you do."
I guess I don't know for sure, but what about Dad? If I do, he'll hate me."
"No, he won't hate you, he won't like it, and he'll have some trouble digesting it. But he doesn't think this is going to last more than 5 weeks. So let's not tell him how you feel right now. Let's make it obvious by just concentrating on making you as feminine as we can instead." I sat there staring into space, not focusing on anything in particular. It was all up to me.
One part of me was screaming for me to go back to being a boy and reclaim my pitiful masculinity, while another part was yelling at me to keep dressing up and see where it led me. I was unable to decide until I saw the green dress in the closet. It represented a future I had not planned on and never expected. But after less than a week as a girl, I felt as if I had discovered something fantastic about myself, something that was better than anything else. I didn't have a choice, so glancing at Mom, I got up and walked to the closet, took the dress out, and held it up. Knowing full well what the question would mean, I asked, "Will this do?" Mom slowly nodded her head yes, and I undressed, heading for the bath and a shower. That water ruined my hair, but I felt as if the water was washing away lots of my fears and doubts. I scrubbed carefully, then went back into my room wearing only a towel. Mom was still there, but she had set out some things for me to wear. I slipped on the clean panties, for the first time tucking myself so that I looked like a girl. Then she and I went into her bedroom where I used my new makeup she had bought for me. After foundation and powder, I used the pale blue eyeshadow with just a little gray over that and used the sponge to draw it out a bit. Black eyeliner and pencil to outline my eyes, then mascara, the first time I had tried using it. Pale peach blusher was next, and Mom started on my hair, using the blow dryer. She left my hair loose, and I went back to my room to get dressed. "Use this, honey, it'll make your waist a little smaller." I took the waist cincher, wrapped it around myself, and fastened the hooks up the front. Then pulled on the padded panty brief and pantyhose before I put on a bra. Then I put the dress on, and Mom zipped it up for me. I looked at Mom and couldn't suppress a grin. "You know, when I used to wear dresses like that, I would kind of pull my breast up in the bra. It made me look fuller, which was a big deal for me. I was also an A cup like you when I was your age." I did what she said, straightening the straps of the dress so my bra straps were covered. Then I stepped into the black flats and went to the bath, took the brush, and brushed out my hair so that it fell straight down, only the ends curly. Then Mom added a barrette on each side. "Are you sure about this, Caitlin? I mean, it's not too late to change. I can tell Glenn that you left." "No, Mother. I have to know, don't I? Don't you? Look at me, then tell me this is wrong." "Or it's only wrong if you think it's wrong. Do I like it that my son looks like a beauty queen or wants to be a girl?" "Not particularly, but I can face the fact that it looks to me that even if we forced you to stop right now, you would probably just get dressed up whenever you could anyway. At least this way we have some control, and if this is what you want, then you finish getting dressed while I go talk to your father. We'll be in the family room." I added the gold hoop earrings with the small heart necklace and the gold bracelet, then some of the perfume Mom gave me. Looking in the mirror, the girl I had become was about to tell her father that the son he always knew had become his daughter, hopefully, without words. In my wildest dreams, I never thought that after only a week as a girl that I would not only feel this way, but I would be admitting it to my dad by the way I dressed. In a moment of inspiration, I went into Mom's closet and took her gold belt, wrapped it around myself, then pulled the dress up a little, letting it blouse out over the belt some. The hem was at mid-thigh on me while the belt accented my newly smaller waist. Pleased with myself, I added the plum lipstick, took one last look, and opened the door. I was about to face my father, show him I wanted to be a girl, and hope that he would not fly off the handle, which was my worst fear. My steps were quiet on the carpeting. Then I stopped short, took a deep breath, and quickly went into the family room. He was sitting in his chair. Looking up at me, he did not smile. His eyes roamed from head to toe, taking in my modest cleavage, narrow waist, and long legs, plus my hair and makeup. Then he spoke. "Your mother tells me that you have decided to go all out on this being a girl thing. Do you have something to tell us? Me? Is it about that boy? The one that called here?" "Dad, you know, I'm sure that I do. I just want to hear it from you. I'm just being a girl, just like you told me I had to."
"I see," he said calmly.
"And I suppose this going all out has something to do with that young man that called yesterday?" "Not really, but you yourself told me to do my best, which is all I did, what I'm doing." "I didn't think that you were that way, about boys, I mean." "It's not like that, Dad. He thinks I'm a girl. What I mean is, I'm not." "What she means," Mom said quickly, "is that until we insisted that she dress this way, she didn't know how she looked as a girl. But we can all see that Caitlin has turned out to be quite pretty. And of course, boys are attracted to girls like Caitlin. So it's perfectly natural for her to react the way she has, and it isn't at all like you're suggesting.
I guess I know all that, Dad said. But why did you say yes to letting that young man come over here? Couldn't you figure out that the minute he comes here and sees you, he'll expect to always find you here? And if you're not interested in boys, which I'm sure that you're not, then.
Just how could she have said no? Mom asked. For goodness sake, he saw her with me at the mall, then at Beth's house, right after I had told him that she had spent a sleepover with Beth. He already thinks she's a girl, and I doubt that he is going to change his mind. He thinks she's pretty enough to meet us, so what does that tell you?
That this is getting out of hand?
Just what do you suggest? Mom asked in an exasperated tone of voice, and that we hide her?
We could make her drop this.
But aren't we the ones that insisted on 5 weeks, right?
Dad was in a pickle.
If he said that I had to change, it would undermine his authority. And if he let me meet with Glenn, he knew as well as I did that making me disappear might be even harder. If we let you do this, meet this boy, I mean, then you should be aware that your life is going to get very complicated around here in a very short time. You do know that, don't you? We have other family that will have to know what's going on. And what if this gets really out of hand? What if you dig yourself in so deep that you can't get out? What about school? What about the rest of your friends? Just what did you plan on doing about that?
That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story.
And show your support on Patreon.